Today is Daf Tes of Masechta Sukkah. You're on Daf Tes at the top line by the Mishnah. Today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Ula Mishmas Peril Bas Shlomo Zalman, whose yahrzeit is today. Neshama should have an aliyah, and all the learning should be a zechus for the neshama. So here we go at the Mishnah. Sukkah Yeshana, an old sukkah. What does it mean, an old sukkah? It's a sukkah sitting around. I don't know how long it's been there, and it's got a good tzchach. Beis Shammai Poslim. Beis Shammai says it's puzzle. Beis Hillel Machshirin. Beis Hillel says, no, it's fine. You know, when the kids have to do a sukkah project, I always do the sukkah yeshana. Because that's nothing to do. You know, people make these crazy sukkahs with the doors and the spacing. I just make a sukkah yeshana. I put some little dust in the sukkah. Sukkah yeshana, it's a regular sukkah.
Fantastic.
So Beis Shammai says it's no good. Beis Hillel says it's yes good. Says Tosfos on top. Beis Yerushalmi Tani. It's good, according to Beis Hillel. You have to do something with it. You have to touch it. You have to fix it. Chavraya Omer in Tefach. The Chavra said you have to move it a Tefach. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kolshu. Any amount, right? Uman de Omer Kolshu, Ubovaj Tehek al Pere Kula. It's got to be on the face of the entire Tzchach. You can't just, well, it's been sitting here for 3 years, this Sukkah. Oh, we'll use it for Sukkahs now. Even Beis Hillel says you got to do something in the Yerushalmi. You have to touch it. You have to fix up the Tzchach a little bit. Then Tosfos says, "Basar hachi is yahasam matzah yishan." What about old matzah? It doesn't mean that matzah was baked last year lishma and I saved it for this year. That's not what it means. It means you find some matzah lying around. Where did this come from? I don't know. Who made it? It's 6 months old. So says Tosfos, that's a pelutza de beisham betilol. I'm a read. Now divya kolhu. Everyone would agree it's a problem. Mikivon shelo aso l'shem pesach. You didn't make it l'shem pesach. Davar bari hu shelo diktikba. Then you for sure weren't careful to make sure there's no chametz. Sure weren't careful. If you stop baking and you make some crackers or some wafers, there's no.
They make
I know. That's exactly what he's saying. Even Beis Hillel would. There's no such thing by sukkah.
No, but they don't make it by Pesach. They don't make it for the Pesach. They make it for shem of matzah.
I understand. So what if you have matzah? They didn't do that.
They used it 2 years in a row.
You could do that. He's talking about you found some random matzah that you don't know if it was made with Shem matzah. You have to assume it was not made like that. Okay. Okay.
How does this fit in with the previous sugya
about the circle?
No, about the Rakhash.
About what?
It was built, but it wasn't built for the sake of the festival. Still said it was valid.
So the schach has to be built valid. The schach has to be built valid. That's what Tosfos said. You have to touch the schach. I don't care how long it's been sitting there. You have to touch it to make sure you fix it. Exactly. Now, my time at the Beis Shammai. What's Beis Shammai's reason? Right? Amar Kra, I'll tell you why. The Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos, Shivas Yomim Lashem. 7 days for Hashem. It's a funny Pasuk. You know why? So he learns like this. Sukkah ha'asuya l'shem chag ba'inan. We need a sukkah made for Hashem. Sukkah, how does it? Sukkah ha'asuya l'shem chag ba'inan. Rashi says, dichsev, it says, sukkos l'shem. L'shem mitzvah samelech. It's for Hashem. Others say the word chag is extra. Chag has to do with karbanos. But he said chag, so we call sukkahs chag. Why? A lot of karbanos are brought. But what are you throwing it into the pasuk for? Oh, because it's just like that. Here. And we're going to see that it's just like Karbanos. Ubeis Hillel, now, Homi Bailel look at Rav Sheshet. He uses that pasuk for Rav Sheshet's vort. Rav Sheshet lived after Beis Hillel, but it's the same idea. Damar Rav Sheshet, Mishom Rabbi Akiva, Menayim La'atzei Sukkah Shasurin Kol Shiva. How do you know that the Atzei Sukkah are usher during Sukkahs? Right? The Atzei Sukkah, right? Are we talking about the Tzchach or the walls? Clearly the Tzchach. They're usher for 7 days. Some say the walls. The Rambam says the walls too. Talmud Lomar Chagas Sukkos Shivas Yom Hashem. Hashem is satisfied. Hashem. V'tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh Omer K'shem Shechal Hashem Shemayim Al Chagiga. Just like the Shem Shemayim Al Chagiga, you donate a carbon. It's a special thing. You can't go right around with that animal. Kach Chal Hashem Shemayim Al Sukkah. So too Shem Shemayim falls on the Sukkah. So too. Shenemar, like it says, Chagas Sukkos Shivas Yom Hashem. Ma Chag Hashem, Af Sukkah Hashem. So the chag is for Hashem, so too the sukkah is for Hashem. Okay? Okay. Okay. Ubeis Shammai, nami b'bayil l'hachi, Beis Shammai also needs to learn all this. Beis Shammai needs to learn all this also. Well, you're right. Enochinami, you're right. You're right. That's not the makor for Beis Shammai. Ela my time of the Beis Shammai. What's Beis Shammai's reason that an old sukkah is no good? What's his reason? Ksiv kra achmina. There's another pasuk. It says Chag hasukkos tase lecha shivas yamim. A sukkah make for you for 7 days. Sukkah hasuy l'shem chag b'inan. We need a sukkah made for you. So it can't be made 3 years ago. Who knows why? Can't do that. Has to be made for you, for Hashem. Ubeis Hillel. Beis Hillel says that's not true. So what does he do with this pasuk? Ha'umi bayalei la'osin sukkah b'chal shamoid. You're allowed to make a sukkah on chal shamoid. Why? What's the chiddush? Why not? Because Beis Shammai asavri luhu k'rabi Eliezer. The Amar ainos sukkah b'chal shamoid. You're not allowed to make a sukkah b'chal shamoid according to Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai. Why not? Because that's the last of 7 days. If you have a chal shamoid, it's less than 7 days. We don't hold like that at all. That's Beis Shammai. It's the Beis Shammai's world. Ubeis Hillel less luhu to Yehuda Marav. Doesn't Beis Hillel hold like this vort of Rabbi Yehuda Marav? Damar Yehuda Marav. Asa min akutzin, if you make tzitzis from kutzin, is like some kind of garment. Umin hanimin umin agridin psula. If you make tzitzis from any of these garments, it's puzzle. The bottom, I don't know what these things are. The bottom line is, it's already a garment. That's the key. It's already a garment, so the strings are not being made l'shma. That's the key. It's not being made l'shma. Doesn't Beis Hillel agree with that? So if I have a garment that happens to have some strings, look at this, I have a silk of tzitzis. You don't want to do that. It's not made l'shma. It was made in the factory by the lady making some garment. Not made l'shma. Minasisin k'shera. But if it's made from sisin, which are unprocessed garments, so it's not a garment, so then I can make the strings l'shma, that's fine. Right? And Kamrisu Kameh to Shmuel, when I told this over to Shmuel, Amar Lee told me, Afa Sisin Ami Psula. Even that's already considered a garment, the Sisin. Again, whatever they are, whatever this is. What are they translated, even these words?
Ball of thread.
What?
Ball of thread.
A ball of thread. That's already too late, and that's already a garment. That's already not Lashma for the Tzitzis. Be'inon, Tevi Lashma. So you see that the Tzitzis has to be spun Lashma. All these different stages of spinning garments, it's not good. So what's the question? Hachanami nibayi sukkah asuy lishma. So too, sukkah has to also be made lishma. Why? Just because tzitzis has to be made lishma, does sukkah have to be made lishma? Right? What? Where do you get that from? So Sir Ban says obvious. Why? What do you mean? If the Torah tells me in one place do a mitzvah lishma, everywhere you should do a lishma. But I'm going to sit in a sukkah that wasn't made lishma. Says Basil. Now Basil said you could. Because Basil said the sukkah Yishon is good. How can that be good? You can't do that with tzitzis. Why should sukkah be different than tzitzis? Why should it be different? It's a pasha thing. You gotta do mitzvahs l'shma. Only we came up with, you know, we do mitzvahs completely not l'shma. No kavana, not l'shma. That's not a normal thing. So, shiny hasan, no. By tzitzis is different. The Omar Kra, Gedilim Taselach. It's a special pasuk by tzitzis. It says, gedilim, make, strings, make, tasa, make, lach, for you. It doesn't say that by tzoka anywhere. Right? L'shem, lach, l'shem, chavach. For you, which means, for you. Right? So, how does it answer the question? How does it answer the question? So, you have to make tzitzis for you. So what? So, the Torah said it in one place, and it applies everywhere. Why not? Why don't we say that? Only tzitzis have to be l'shma. Tzukah, you can find some random tzukah somewhere and sit in it.
The question is, why do you pick tzitzis? Ah,
so the Pnei Yeshua says, because tzitzis you wear every day. It's every day. You can't compare a mitzvah that's done every day to a mitzvah that's done once a year. We think the opposite. We think a mitzvah that's done once a year, it's more special.
No, you would think...
Comes to the Pnei Yeshua, no, it's less special. Tzitzis every day, make sure you do it l'shma.
The opposite. Tzitzis is sort of a rishos. If you don't wear a four-cornered garment... To sukkah, it would have said it by sukkah. It's a
sukkah is also a mishus in a way.
You know what? You don't eat.
You don't want to eat. Sukkah? You don't want to eat. Or you can eat mishakal the whole yantif. You could do that.
Say it by any mitzvah that you have to do.
So it didn't say it anywhere. It only said it by tzitzis. Why?
The question is, why did it pick tzitzis?
Because tzitzis is done every day.
It should have said it by a mitzvah that's a chiv. Tzitzis
not a new.
I hear you. Okay, what do you want to say?
No, you have the same thing by things that are on a regular basis, like your Shabbos.
Right.
The things that you have once in a while don't push off Shabbos or don't take away part of the Shabbos davening, you still do the, if anything, you do the Shabbos part of it.
Correct. Correct. So, in other words, the more frequent it is, the more special it is, not less. That's the other way around, right? We don't look at it that way. Because, oh, only comes once a year, we're going to be treated so special. The Gemara doesn't look at it like that. But the truth is, Shani Hachanami, Chag HaSukkos, Tasalach, Lach Lachem Shavach. It does say by Sukkah, same thing. It does say by Sukkah, Tasalach, make a Sukkah. So if you make a Sukkah, how can it be an old Sukkah? How can it be some random Sukkah? That's not Lach, it's not Lashma. No. Hahumi Boyle Limute Gzula. That comes to exclude a Sukkah that's stolen. What does it mean, a Sukkah that's stolen? What does it mean, a stolen? How do you steal a Sukkah? So it doesn't mean that you're sitting in your Sukkah in your yard, in your backyard, and I come over to you and I throw you out of the Sukkah. I take a gun and I say, please leave the Sukkah, I'll kill you. All right, I'll leave. And then I sit in your Sukkah. That's not what it means. That's not stolen Sukkah because I didn't steal anything. That's called a borrowed Sukkah. I borrowed it with force. No, it's not called a stolen sukkah. I didn't steal anything. So what's a stolen sukkah? The Rishonim say, the only way you can steal a sukkah is if a sukkah's on a boat, I steal the whole boat. Sukkah's on an animal, I steal the whole animal.
No, you steal part of the sukkah.
What, I steal the wood?
Yeah.
That's not considered a sukkah gzula, because I have to pay back the money because of the takana. I don't expect the wood back, right? The guy, I stole wood, I built an Empire State Building. What, I have to take the whole thing down to give you back the wood? No. So that you're not even chayving zail anymore. I have to give you the money. So the only way you can have is a sukkah gzula. Is if you steal the boat or you steal the animal. Otherwise, if I just throw you out of your sukkah, that's called borrowed. If I steal the wood, it's not called stolen. It's the only way you can have a stolen sukkah.
So if you take the scarf off, you name the sukkah and put it on yours.
That's called stealing. You stole the items.
Right.
But if you sit in it, it's not called a stolen sukkah. You own the money now for the scarf. We have a takana. We don't make you give back the item. Because imagine, you took the item, you built a 10-story building. What, are you going to undo the whole building to give him back his wood? That's going to be crazy.
Wasn't there the story of the lady who passed by all the Tamina Chacham sitting?
Yeah, we're going to get to that story. The story's not here. The story's above Metzia. How do I know that? Only because it's in Ela Metzia, everyone knows it with their kids. That's how I know it. I went to last year with my son. So, so what does it have to do with it?
She said that it was stolen.
And they told her, no, you give back the money. Yeah. Yeah. It says to Mr. Brewer, I'll tell you one thing. If you steal the wood and you build a sukkah with his wood and you don't pay him back, you don't have to give the wood back. But you don't pay him back, you're not yotzei your mitzvah. That's interesting. I wouldn't have said that, but Mr. Brewer could say that. He could say whatever he wants. So that's interesting.
We do say that with a stolen wood.
Lulav is different because it's not you're not building with it. So if I steal your gold watch, I have to give it back. I don't have to give you cash instead. Yeah, only if you build it, they made it a takana, you don't have to give back the item.
Well, with the lulav, if you use the stolen lulav, you're not
correct. Right. The reason you're yotze is because you don't have to give the item back. You have to give money back. So Mr. Brewer comes up with a chiddush. If you don't give the money back, you're not yotze. Fine. Now. Hasam Nami, say over there also, by Miboyle Lemute Gzula, say also over there, that the reason why it says Gedilim Tasalach is that you can't steal Sitzis. No. Hasam Ksiv, you're right. Hasam Ksiv Krachwina. There's another pasuk by Tzitzis that says, V'asu Lahem, Mishal Lahem. V'asu Lahem Tzitzis, I can't very say it every day. V'asu Lahem, Mishal Lahem. So there's another pasuk to tell me that the two psukim now. One tell me you can't use stolen tzitzis, and one person tell me tzitzis has to be lishma. Says Tosfos, one second, what's going on here? Then we have a concept called mitzvah haba b'avera. How can you use a mitzvah with an avera? How can I steal your good? All the lumdus, no, you don't have to pay back. You don't have to give the item back, only the money. Mitzvah haba b'avera. I am not allowed to do a mitzvah with an avera. How can I steal your wood and sit in a sukkah like that? How can I do that? Says Tosfos, Tema, the bottom one. Tema, Tepik Le Mishum Dahavali Mitzvah Baba Avera. It's a Mitzvah Baba Avera. How can I steal your wood and use it for the mehai taima paslin and esrog a gozel beyond tefsheni? That's the same reason why you can't use an esrog that's no good on the second day.
What's up? Let me ask you a question. If I steal your cash,
yeah,
and I go out and buy a lulav,
yeah,
am I using? Is that a mitzvah above avir?
Perhaps.
Okay, then it's the same thing.
It's the exact same thing.
According to the original assumption that it's building material and you have to pay it back, it makes perfect sense.
What?
If you're going to say that if I take cash that I stole from you and use it to do a mitzvah, then that...
Yeah, it's a mitzvah above avirah. Mitzvah above avirah only appears 2 times in Shas. Once in Sukkah, and only appears 2 times in Gemara. One's in Sukkah, okay, by lulav. You steal a lulav. And the other one's by when they wouldn't have a minion, so he freed his eved to make a minion. So how can he do that? It's a mitzvah above avirah. It's an avirah to free your eved. It's a mitzvah above avirah. The only 2 places it appears. But Tzas Tosas is a mitzvah above avirah. Tzas Tosas, the answer is, mitzvah above avirah is only us in Midrabanan. Minatorah, it's not a problem. That's very fascinating. Right? Only must be Midrabanan, mitzvah above avirah. Minatorah, it's good sukkah. Minatorah, it's good tzitzis. Midrabanan, it's not. It's mitzvah above avirah. So that's why the Gemara doesn't talk about it, because it's only us in Midrabanan, which is fascinating to us. Okay. Next. Hoshe sukkah tachas ha'ilan. If somebody makes a sukkah underneath a tree, ki'ilu asa'a b'sa'a chabayis, it's no different than if he made a sukkah in his house. Why did the Mishnah say a funny thing like that? Why did the Mishnah say, puzzle? If you make a sukkah under a tree, puzzle. No, the Mishnah doesn't say that. It's as if you made it in your house, which obviously you can't sit in your house. Sukkah al-gabi sukkah. If you make one sukkah on top of another sukkah, how on earth is the floor of the upper sukkah going to survive? You have wooden panels, right? Wooden boards. Now, we're going to learn later in the week that boards can't be too wide. But if they're not wide, too wide, it's fine. So you can do it. You can pull this off. Anyway, you make a sukkah al-gabi sukkah, el yona ksheira, the top one's good, hatachtona psul, the bottom one's no good. Why is the bottom one no good? So the Gemara is, of course, going to refine this. But right now, the Mishnah is a puzzle. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, not so fast. Im ein diyar bel yona, if nobody's in the upper sukkah, hatachtona ksheira, the bottom one's good. What does that mean? The Gemara will change that too. So, Amar Rava, says Rava, Lo shanu, all this is only true, ela be'ilan shetzalaso meruba machamaso. That's only true, the tree is only a problem if there's more shade than sun. If there's more shade than sun coming out of the tree, that's a problem. Avol chamaso meruba mitzalaso, kshera. But if you have one branch, little tiny thing, sticking out over your sukkah, that's not a problem. That's not a problem, says Rava. Mimai, how do I know that? Exactly what the Mishnah said. Midiktani, what did the Mishnah say? Ki'ilu asa'a b'so'a chabayis. It's as if you build a sukkah in your house. Lam lila misni ki'ilu asa'a b'so'a chabayis. Why does the Mishnah have to say that? Why does the Mishnah say that? It's as if you build it in your house. Just say puzzle. Says Rashi, the last wide line. Me'ahu kra nafkalon. To'a chabayis nafkalon tachas ilan. Why did the Mishnah have to say all that? Right? Listen, psula. It just could have said, you make a sukkah under a tree, it's a puzzle. The answer is not so simple. It's not so simple. El hakamashlon. The ilan, don't need the bayis. It has to be like your house. Ma bayis, tzilosa, merucha, muru, mechama. So just like in your house, you have more shade than sun. Nobody has a hole in their roof. Nobody does that. Af ilan, so to a tree. You have to have more shade than sun. And if you have more sun than shade, a little bit branches, that's not a problem. Okay, this gets hard. If you have more sun than shade, so what? So what? Ha, kamitz daref, schach puzzle, bahade, schach kosher. You have schach puzzle mixed in together with schach kosher. How do you have that? Explains Rashi, the second, third skinny line here. Mechubor tzchach pasalhu. If you have a tzchach attached to the ground, it's pasal. So if you have a tree with branches, it's pasal. It's attached to the ground. If it's detached, it's good tzchach. Branches are fine. It grows to the ground. But if it's attached, it's a problem. Dichsiv, because it says, we're going to have this later in the week, ba'aspecha, in your, what you gather in, migarncha, from the wine prep, from the goren, from the silo, umiyekvecha, and from the wine press. What are you gathering from the wine press that you could use for schach?
Pieces,
right? We'll talk about that. Mimash atama asef, whatever you gather in, migarncha, from the silo, asef sukascha, make a sukkah out of it. Bipsolis goren, with the refuse of the goren, of the silo, kigon, kashin, like straw, things like that. Upsolis yekev, and the refuse from the winery, kigon, like what? Eshkolos, rekanos, empty clusters of grapes, uzmoros, or branches, or vines, that's all good. Alma, what do you see? Talush be'inan. Has to be detached. Umahani tzel ha'ilan l'tzel haschach. Now have the shade of the tree combining with the shade of the schach. Lahashlim tzelasa shel sukkah. To make the sukkah better. So how is that good? Yes, it's a minority. Yes, it's only a small amount. But so what? It's combining to make my sukkah stronger. Make my sukkah have more schach. So Amr of Papa, Rav Papa answers, b'shechav tivan, b'shechav tan. What you did was you attached the branches to the schach itself. It's still attached to the ground. Is that what it means? I believe so. You took the branches and you
intermingled
them with the schach. You didn't leave it 10 stories high, 10 feet high above your sukkah. Like a branch. No. You lowered them and they're touching with the schach. How does that change anything?
Because
how does that help?
Schach is nullified, right?
Because it's mixed in and then it's become bottled to the schach. Right. So I don't need it, it's bottled, right? Rashi says, Hishpil anaf of lamata, you lower the branches, right? Mu'uravin imaschach to mingle with the schach. The ain near and by. You can't even see it. You don't even know it's there. You have to have a picture where the tree's right next to the sukkah. You have some branches. You lower the branches. You don't even notice. V'schach kasher rabba alav mavakla. And the schach kasher is rov. And we have a concept called bittel barov. It's bittel barov. Dor baisa kol midi di bittel baruba. Because min haTorah, all you need is rov. You don't need 60. You don't need these crazy. No, just rov. So the Gemara says, "I b'shechavdan my lememra." What's the chiddush? What are you telling me? Right? What's the problem with this? Why would it be a problem? So ma'adatema, I would think nigzar hechad dechadvan hatu hechad delochadvan, which makes zero. We're never going to allow, even if you take the branches and put them into the tree, mingle them, because maybe you won't do that. Kamash malon, the locust, we don't make such a gzera. Hanami tanina. That's also old news. We know this already. What's the Rava telling me? We know it already. It's a Mishnah later. Hidla ales a gefen. If you mingle the gefen, ves hadolat, or fruit, vegetables, es hakisum, some kind of
ivy,
it's puzzle. That means that they're all attached, and you don't have any other schach. That's your whole schach. But if you have more schach anyway, or you cut it off, share, it's fine. So if you see if you have more schach anyway, this is batel barov. We learned this already. Then hey chidami, ilema b'shalach chavdan. If you didn't mingle them. How come it's darif schach paslam schach kosher? They can't do that. El la b'shechavtachan. Ushamir nad logos vinan. There's no such gzera. So we know it already. So Gemara answers on a mazat him. I would have thought hani mili b'diavet. B'diavet, it's okay. Avol lechatchila lo. Lechatchila, you're allowed to do this? Kamash malan. Even lechatchila, it's mutter. Okay? It's a complicated, it's a very, very complicated mechaber over there, because he brings two shitas, and the answer is, I believe, yes, if it's a minority.
The tree.
Yes. But if it's substantial, then it's a problem.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, the Rav Yoh asked, what?
So basically, we don't hold that the Gemara.
No, not like, I don't know. Maybe we do, that if it's very, very sparse branches, the Rav said. If it's sparse, it's okay. What?
It seems to be saying they have to intermingle.
No, that's only if it's not sparse. What? If it's not sparse, you have to intermingle them. If it's sparse, it's okay.
No, so if it's not sparse, it's like you're in a house, then it's definitely not kosher.
No.
If it is sparse, then it's kosher, and then it says... Isn't that what it's saying?
No. Oh, I hear what you're saying. So I think there's two sheets there. I looked it up yesterday. It's very long. It's like 7-8 lines of Mechaber with this massive Mishnah Berurah. So it's a hack. But okay. So I don't know how, don't pass it from this Gemara. Now, the Ravila asks the following question. We have a rule called Ein Mevatel Issur L'Chatchila. You're not allowed to do something. It's Batel Berov. You're not allowed to put a little milk into the child. It's only a little bit. So it's less than the shear, so I could do that. It's batel berov. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that lechatchila. So how are you lowering the tzach lechatchila? And don't worry about it, it's rov. Don't worry about it. Rov of the tzach is fine. How could you do that? You're not allowed to do that. You hear that question? What's the answer? Right? Says the Magen Avraham, well, you have to do it before Yontif, when there's no issue. It's not a sukkah yet. Or rove, not rove. It doesn't apply. It only kicks in when sukkah starts. And therefore, it's not a problem. What do you think of that answer? And therefore, it's not in fact, it's l'chachila. That's what the Mogen Avraham says. Right?
That's called backing into the answer. You bet.
What?
That's called backing into the answer.
Then he gives another answer. That this isser, this prohibition of being vatal isser l'chachila is only a din de rabbanon. Minotaur is also, Minotaur, you're allowed to put milk into the chalm. A little bit. You're allowed to do that. As long as it's batel. Midrabanan, we don't allow you to do that. Same thing over here. Minatorah, you can do it. Midrabanan, it's a problem. Oh, it's Minatorah, it's not a problem. What? Midrabanan. Minatorah, you are. Minatorah, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to be mevatel isser l'chatchila. So if the milk falls into the chalom, oh my goodness, I have so much milk in it. Put in more meat. Minatorah, you're allowed to do that. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to. Minatorah, you're allowed to do that. Yeah?
Because here is also for mitzvah, the mitzvah lo leonot mitzvah.
What kind of answer is that? Therefore what?
So it's not just for...
Oh, I see. You're not getting any more meat out of it. You're not getting a better chalent out of it. Right. It's just for a mitzvah. Okay, interesting. Okay, very good. The question, I think it's tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. So if a sukkah is mutter minat Torah, but pasul mid rabbana, like this, Minotaur, it's good. Rabbanan, it's a problem. Do you make a bracha on that going to that sukkah? So Minotaur, I'm being a Minotaur, I'm a Kayim mitzvah. But Rabbanan, I'm not a Kayim mitzvah. It's a funny thing. Minotaur, I'm a Kayim mitzvah. Rabbanan, I'm not. The Rabbanan said not to do that. I did it anyway. Minotaur, the Torah didn't say a word. The Rabbanan made a rule, don't do that. So do you make a bracha on such a sukkah?
Do you make a bracha on a shalom with the milk in it?
Minotaur, you could.
No, because brachas are Rabbanan also.
Right. Okay, next. Vesukah agavi sukkah. Vesukah agavi sukkah. You made a sukkah on top of another sukkah, it's pasul. The Mishnah said, very simple, pasul. That's not what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said it's pasul. Sukkah agavi sukkah, the top one's good, the bottom one's no good. Said Rabbi Yehuda, that's only true if no one could be on top. So, Tana Rabbanan. Vesukah's teshvu, v'lo besukah shetach sukkah. You can't have a sukkah on top of another sukkah, that's not a normal thing. You can't have a sukkah under a tree. You can't have a sukkah in your house. Adarabba. Besukos tarti mashma. Besukos means two sukkahs. So what's wrong with a sukkah on top of a sukkah? Amar of Nachan by Yitzchak. Besukos psiv. It's written singular, and therefore you can't have a sukkah on top of a sukkah. Amar of Nechemya. Four rules. Pa'amim, shteng sheras. Sometimes a sukkah on top of a sukkah, they're both good. Pa'amim, shteyam tzulos. Sometimes they're both not good. Pa'amim, sometimes. Hatachtona k'sheira, the bottom one's good. Velyona p'sula, top one's no good. Pa'amim, sometimes. Hatachtona p'sula, the bottom one is no good. Velyona k'sheira, and the top one's yes good. Now, number one. Pa'amim, shteyam k'sheiros. Sometimes they're both good. Heichidami, when are they both good? Kigon, shetachtona chamasa meruba mitzulasa. The bottom one has more shade, sun than shade. The bottom one, the schach, is very sparse. V'hel yona, tilasa, meruah, mechamasa. And the top one has good schach. The Kaimel Yonah, Besoch Hesrim, and the bottom one's within 20. So they're both good. The bottom one is really getting the schach from the top one. So the bottom one's good. Top one's also good. That's not called Sukkah Gavi Sukkah. Sukkah Gavi Sukkah is only if they're both good. We'll see that in a minute. Pa'am Shtem Sulos. Sometimes they're both no good. How are they both no good? Hey Chidami, how did that? They both have more shade than sun. No, I'm sorry. They both have more, yes, they both have more shade than sun. They both have more shade than sun, so what's wrong? The top one's above 20. Why is the bottom one no good? That's more shade than sun. Because you're not allowed to have a sukkah, gabi sukkah. The top one, over 20, it's no good. Over 20 amos, it's no good. But oven sometimes, number three, shadachtona kshera, the bottom one's good, velyona psula, top one's no good. Hey chidami, what's the case? Kigon shatachtona telasim ruv mechamasa. The bottom one has more shade than sun. So if the bottom one has more shade than sun, velyona chamasim ruv mechamasa has more sun than shade. Vikaima tarvayim tzorachesim. They're both within 20. It's not a sukkah gabe sukkah. You know why? Because the top one's not a sukkah. It doesn't have good schach. And the bottom one does, so the bottom one's fine. And for other sometimes, helyonak shera, the bottom one's going to be good. Vatachtona psula, helyonak shera, the top one's going to be good. Vatachtona psula, the bottom one's going to be no good. Hechi dami, what's the case? Kigon shetarvayu, tzulasan meruba. They both have a lot of shade, right? No, they both have a lot of shade, yeah? Right? I'm sorry. Shetarvayo Tzalasa and Rubin Chamasa, they both have more shade than sun. V'kai Melyona B'soch Esrim. And the top one's within 20. Why is the bottom one no good? Sukkah Tachasukkah. Why is the top one yes good? Why not? It's within 20. It's no problem. Now, so Pshita, didn't everything we just say is obvious? It's all obvious. We didn't say a single chiddush here. No, hatachtona kshira, the bottom one being good, velyona psula istrichalei. That's a chiddush. Maya detema, I would have thought nigzar, make a gzira, dilma mitzdarev schach puzzle. But this schach kosher, you'll mix up the schach somehow. Kamash balan, there's no such gzira. Fine. Kama yehei bein sukkah l'sukkah. How much space? We said sukkah gabi sukkah is a problem. How much space do you have to have in between the two schachs to be a problem of a sukkah gabi sukkah? How much space do you have to have? Amar of Huna, you hear the question? You have schach, then you have space, and then more schach. More walls, more schach. How much space? Then we said, by the way,
you would think enough for at least to be a kosher sukkah.
Exactly. You think it is Amr of Huna, tefach. You have a tefach of space. And then you put more schach, the bottom sukkah is no good. There is no top sukkah. It's called a sukkah al-gabi sukkah. It's a difficult shita. Amr of Huna, tefach. Shekein matzina ba'olei tuma, tefach. Because a tefach is the shear when it comes to an ohel. What does that mean? Ditnan or ditanya? Tefach al tefach, barum tefach. If you have a tefach square, you have a kli. You have a kli on this table. You have a kli right around this table. And I build another second floor to the table. Okay? And there's a mace on this table. It has to be a mace. There's a mace on the table, and there's a kli right next to the mace. Is the kli tame?
Why are we bringing Uriah from Tumah when we had at the beginning a few dafim ago?
He's
how
busy.
Tall must the sukkah be?
He's busy with Tumah.
It's not that tall. Then it can't be just based on the size of
I know. He's busy with Tumah. So you build the second floor to the table, and I build another floor, and I put a kli on top of the second floor. Does the Tumah of the mace go up to the second floor? Says the Mishnah there, tefach al tefach barum tefach. Well, it depends. If the space between here and the next level is a tefach, maybe it's a tumah. It brings tumah to the next level. V'chotzeitz, maybe it's a tumah, v'chotzeitz ibnei ha-tumah. I'm sorry. It brings tumah on the table itself, so there's a kli next to the mace, it's tameh, but it will stop the tumah from penetrating above. Avo pachos mirum tevach. But if it's less than that, lo mevi, it doesn't bring tumah here. For lo chos, it doesn't stop someone from going up. Meaning, a tevach is a big deal when it comes to hilchos tumah. Says Rav Huna, for some reason, that's the shear for sukkah gabi sukkah. A tevach. Rav Chistev, Rabba bar Rav Huna Amri, Arba, four tvachim. Can't say the sukkah of four tvachim either. Why is four tvachim? Shalom atzinu makam chashav pachas mi'arba. Because you never have a makam chashav less than four tvachim. There's no such thing. That's the shear what's the shear for? That it's a makam chashav. Shusayach, these kinds of things. Shmuel Amar, Asara.
It exceeds the amount of
love. Exactly. Shmuel Amar, Asara. 10 tvachim. My time is Shmuel. Because kach shera, kach tzula, what Josh said. To make a sukkah kosher is the same way to make a sukkah puzzle. Ma hach shera basara, ach tzula basara. Just like to make a sukkah kosher has to be 10 tvachim tall, so to make a sukkah gabi sukkah has to be 10 tvachim tall. Now Tanan, our Mishnah said Rabbi Yehuda, wait a minute. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ein diyorin bel yona, if there's nobody living in the upper floor, hatachtona kshera, the bottom one's good. My ein diyorin, what does it mean that there's no one living up there? Ile ma diyorin mamish, if there's actually people walking around, that's what it means. What diyorin, unto diyorin kagarmi? What, whether or not, and what if there's no one walking around? Then it's okay? Why does people matter? What does people make a difference? Rabbi Yehuda said, there's nobody in the upper floor, the bottom one sucks, the bottom sucks is good. What, make people, they're making noise up there? What's the reason? What kind of thing is that? Why do people matter? That can't mean that. What it means is, El Alav, my ain Dior, what it means nobody living up there? What it means is, Kol She'ena Ru'uya L'dira. Nobody can live up there. Hechidam, what's the case? The Lo Gavoa Asara. It's less than 10 Tvachim Dol. It's impossible to go up there. It's not a real sukkah. Michlal, the Tanakama Safar, Afal Pi She'ena Ru'uya L'dira P'sula. That means the Tanakama disagree with the Behuda, right? Tanakama said sukkah gabi sukkah is puzzle. Does it matter if it's roy to live up there or not? No. Doesn't make a difference whatsoever. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. If there's no diyorin up there, it's good. What does it mean no diyorin? No actual people walking around? That doesn't mean that.
It's just the bottom one is no good.
Right. If there's people up there.
Because if the top one is not a good sukkah anyhow, you don't need to...
That's right. Just to tell you. That's right. So what does it mean no one up there? It means no one's walking around? Making noise? That doesn't mean that. It means no one's roy to be up there. What does it mean no one's roy to be up there? Tanakama. Tanakama hold, that's not an issue. Doesn't make a difference. He said, low plug. Sukkah, bottom sukkah is no good. Sukkah, gabi sukkah. What about the top sukkah? How big is it? I don't know. Doesn't have to be necessarily people up there, or even people fit to be up there.
What is a sukkah on top of a sukkah?
What? Rav Huna said, it's one tefach. You have space of a tefach, it's no good.
But what is it? So practically, what is this sukkah?
It's a sukkah.
Like?
It's a sukkah.
It's a sukkah.
Then, on the end of the sukkah, you build more walls, and put it on more schach. Two layers of schach.
Two roofs.
Exactly. Does the top one have to be fit to live in? Not according to the Tanakhama. So how's Shmuel going to jive with the Tanakhama?
So why do they call it sukkah? Why not just say sukkah with two roofs?
That's how the Gemara phrases it.
I mean, but sukkah could be schach.
What?
Sukkah could be schach.
Yes. Yeah, but here doesn't mean that. Here it means two roofs. Sukkah gabi sukkah means two roofs. How much space is in between? Says Rabbi Yehuda, l'chora 10 tvachim. Because the top one has to be livable. Tanakhama didn't say a word.
Does the space have to be 10 tvachim or the entire sukkah counting the tzach has to be 10 tvachim?
We said the space has to be 10 tvachim.
So it's impossible to have two sukkahs ksheiros.
Why? The first one could be 10 amos tall. And the second one's 8 tvachim.
Then the second one is not kosher. That's, it could be 10 minimum.
But Rabbi Yehuda said it could be a tefach.
No, for both to be kosher.
Yeah. Why?
Because if the space of both is a minimum of 20, and where the schach you already have more than 20.
No, what do you mean? One's 7 amos tall, one's 6 amos tall.
7 amos tall, what do you mean? The minimum amount has to be 10 tvachim, right?
Well, you have more than the minimum. You're allowed to have more than the minimum. No, I don't think.
They give you a case, one of the cases that both Elyon and Tachton are kosher.
Right.
It cannot be a case like that.
Why?
Because it's either more than 20.
He's saying it's 21. Yeah. That's what he's saying. It's 21. The second one's got
to
be 20.
No. The small had to have without the schach. The big was with the schach. We might ask that question like a Dav Gimel.
That's what Rav Yirmiyahu was saying.
That's right.
Where you're saying the first one's 9 tefachim plus schach.
Right. So no, you have to have 10 tefachim without schach, because you right. can't live in that. But the other way around, you don't have to have that. You can have 20 amos with the schach.
But that's mixing amos and tefachim.
Yeah. Anyway, kiyasar of dimi, amri b'marava, imena tachtoni yechol l'kal l'karva kasa shalyona, hatachtona k'shera. If the lower one is not able to have, you can't even put pillows on the top one, right? You can't put pillows on the top one. Why? It's going to break. The schach can't support even a pillow. You can't live without a pillow. You can't live without a bed. You have to have a bed. The schach of the top of the bottom sukkah, which is the floor of the top sukkah, can't even hold pillows. It can't even do that, right? Therefore, even according to the Tanakhama, you could say that it's more than 10 tefachim tall. But still, it's so flimsy that it can't even support it. That's how he answers the question. Michlal, Tanakhama Saver, I'm sorry. It's a kasha. One second. Michlal, Tanakhama Saver, Afalpisha Ainu Ruya Lekabel Psula, the kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel said 10 tefachim. Ikibanayu, the chola likabel ayzeh tchak. The answer is, are you able to do it ayzeh tchak? Meaning, it's not going to be so good. Rashi says, the rabbanon savri kiven the chol likabel bedochak. Since bedochak, it's you could do it. Shame sukkah al aliona umifsal tachtona. It's a valid sukkah, so it could be they agreed about the ten tefachim. What are they arguing about? If it can support you, but if it can't support you, how can it possibly be good? It could support you ayzeh tchak. From Yehuda Savar, given the lekat hashmisha lehedya, lav shem sukkah lev del yona. Since you really can't live like that, it's not considered a valid sukkah. Okay. Let's just do the Mishnah, and then we'll stop. Pires aleha sadin. If you take a sheet, and you put a sheet under your schach, b'bnei achama, because you don't want it to be so sunny in the sukkah. What?
It's over the schach.
Oh, I'm sorry. Over the schach. Ibn Achama, O tachteha, or under the schach, Ibn Hanesher, because you want to catch the leaves and you don't want the leaves to fall into your soup. O, Shapiris Agabi Hakinof, or you put some canopy, like a canopy type of bed, psula. All these cases, no good. Why not? Because you can't have something that's 10 tefachim big inside the sukkah, it's not, it's covering, the schach is covered. Aval Parisu Agabi Niklate Hamita, but you can throw over a sheet over a bed that doesn't have a canopy. It's like a teepee. If it's a teepee and it comes to a point, it could even be an ama, a tefach of a board, and it comes to a point like that, then you're sitting where you're sitting under. And you're in there, you're sleeping in there. But there really isn't a roof. There really isn't a roof. Right? And therefore you're still considered under the schach, that's okay. Okay, so we'll pick up tomorrow from here. We'll try to do Yud Amid Beis and then Yud Aleph tomorrow. We'll try. Yud Amid Beis, yeah, and Yud Aleph tomorrow. It's a little bit. So I'm not sure we'll be able to pull it off.
We're only half an hour out now.
Correct. We're half an hour now. So we're going to try our best. We'll try to get down to Yud Aleph as far as we can. We'll try to start at 8:10 on the nose. We'll try to start right away at 8:10. All right? Everyone have a good Shabbos.